Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
Now let me put what I've written here. Let me read some scriptures, and then, you know, I'll tell you what I've written here. Look at Luke chapter 6. Luke is lovely prosperity message. We like that one. Luke 6, verse 38. As they give, and it shall be given unto you. Bad measure. Pressed down. Shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Watch this. For with the same measure you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Now, just like you sow money, if you start sowing prayers like this, when you give prayer, it will be given back to you what? I didn't hear you. Press down means you compress it. Then shaking together and running over, it will not be men, it will be God. Or he will still do it through men. You're going to see that in a minute. God will give it back to you. But watch this. It is the measure that you sow that will determine the kind of measure that you reap. For God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. The degree, so if you sow Mickey Mouse prayers, and you're not playing your fair share, that's what you're going to reap. But if you sow effectual fervent prayer, then you're going to reap. Thank you, Dr. Brasda Ibrahim. What you sow is what you're going to reap. The quality you sow is the quality you're going to reap. How many people want to reap great measures of effectual fervent prayer? A clap offering. Yeah, sorry, not a clap offering. A wave offering. If you are waving, I know not everybody is waving, but those who are waving, those who want to reap effectual fervent prayer, I want you to look at the other person next to you who is also waving and say, that means you must sow the same. I just trapped you. But I'm not done yet. Look at Malachi. Chapter 3. And look at, I'm just going to concentrate on verse 10. This is our great scripture on tithing. Bring ye all the tithes, I didn't hear you, into the storehouse, that we may meet in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you what? Pastor G, I just got a text. I just got a fax. Honey, listen to this. What happened to Jesus at the baptism of John? The man had been sowing prayer for years. Then harvest day came, the heavens opened. And the Holy Ghost came upon him like a dove. How many people know that Jesus had the Holy Ghost from when he was a baby? What got him born? He said, the power of the Most High shall come upon thee. All the Catholic people, including my wife, they know this better than anybody else. Hail Mary. The power of the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, you know, will come upon thee. The Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, so that holy thing that will be born in you will be called the Son of God. So he had the Holy Ghost. But what's the difference between the Holy Ghost he had when he was a baby and the Holy Ghost he had when he was 12 years old and the Holy Ghost he had when he was 30 years old and the heavens opened? Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. The heavens opened because the man had been tithing and sowing prayers. So when the day of manifestation came, just like the heavens opened for you to get financial return, the heavens will open for you to get multiplied power of prayer. Wow. But you haven't heard anything yet, Pastor G. I got an instruction here. I preached it some years ago. People didn't want to accept it. But the hour is coming and now is. We cannot run. You know, the thing about truth is that it's constant. The truth will always outlive a lie. Listen to this. Tithe your time and your prayers. Just like you tithe your money. Tithe your time and your prayers. Ultimately, you should be aiming for 2.5 to 3 hours a day. I said ultimately. Not everybody can start there. Even if it's 15 minutes you have, start with that one. Then after a while, it will increase. I thank God for good morning, Jesus, that God used my wife to start. Honey, you may not know what God has done through or is doing through you. You know, some of us in the prophetic realm, we're seeing all kinds of things. Do you know? I'm just going to throw this out. This free of charge. If you can receive it, receive it. If you can't receive it, chew on it. It was 2018, wasn't it? It was 2018, wasn't it? How many years are we now from 2018? 3. What is 3? Isn't that God's number of perfection? But go and look at the parable. The parable says, I have come to this fig tree these 3 years. I'm giving you present truth, prophetic revelation. I've come these 3 and I have not found fruit. And he said, cut it down. I said, oh God, please. Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit is a good friend. Touch your neighbor. Say, Holy Spirit is a good friend. See, there are some of us, not all of us. Some people have brought some from fruit. You know, there are 3 kinds of fruit. There is no fruit. There is little fruit. Then there is much fruit. God wants much fruit. This tree, it's been taught, it's been. So the Holy Spirit said, please, please. Give me 1 more year. Everyone say 1 more year. Say, then touch your neighbor. Say, this 1 more year. Stop playing games. Pray properly. Say, are we dung it around? And if it brings forth fruit, fine. And if it doesn't, it will not be your portion in Jesus' name. I thank God that God used my wife to start Good Morning Jesus. It's a platform to train you. It is not, you're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for Mommy Sarah. You're doing it for you. So that by the time you do 1 hour, you learn, you begin to practice it every day. Your mind, the Bible says, who by reason of use have their senses exercised. You begin, your body will change, your mind will change. You find that you begin to discipline yourself. You begin to put away, you know, the carnal and the ordinary thing. It doesn't mean you don't enjoy nice things, but you know, that's no longer. If you want to get up at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, then it means you have to go to bed early. So the only thing that's going to suffer is television. I didn't hear amen. I didn't say you won't watch it at all, but when you are watching 3 hours before, you start watching now 15 minutes. I didn't hear amen. The only amen I heard was Pastor Boyegazo. Are you listening to me? The time, yes. You know, anything that's going to suffer, you know, WhatsApp will suffer. Facebook will suffer. Everybody must say, be saying it along with me. Everybody be saying it. Say television will suffer. Let's change that to Bible language. Television will be crucified. Facebook will be crucified. WhatsApp will be crucified. so that I can sow prayers. Give the Lord a clap offering. I'm giving instruction from heaven. This 1 year that is coming now, we're now looking at Tabernacles 2022. Tabernacles 2021 has gone. We're now looking at that. You need to back up. Prioritize your prayer life. Put the things of the Spirit top priority. I just got another tweet, Professor. It says, if we suffer with him, he said, we will also reign with him. Honey, do you know what the Holy Ghost just said? He said, for the sufferings of this present time, I'm telling you, the Facebook, the WhatsApp, the television is not worth it. Cannot be compared to the glory that is going to be revealed in you. Crucify it willingly and cheerfully. It's not worth it. I didn't hear amen. I'm only hearing amen from mommy and Pastor Wega and all the pastors. No, what's wrong with all of you here? Pastor Andrew, what's wrong with the choir? Don't let me start on you. And the instrumentalists. Are you hearing amen from all of you? You know, when you are preaching and people are not saying amen, something is happening. What's happening is that instead of amen, you say, oh me. You need to change that. So, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse that they may meet in my house and prove me now here, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. This is a principle that not only works financially, it also works in prayer. Now, the purpose of sowing and reaping prayers, watch this, is to generate, I say generate, and store. Hey! Prayers for all saints, I'm going to explain that in a minute, and the coming outpouring of the Spirit without measure. Look at, we're going to use Anna and Simeon again as a type. The Bible says she was serving God with fasting and prayer 60 years. In those 60 years, God was answering her prayers. Maybe she needed food, she needed this, she needed that, and God would bless her. But the bulk of the prayer was not used in those 60 years. It was stored. Waiting, watch this, darling, for a suddenly. Waiting for a kairos moment when the kairos purpose of God would intersect with the chronos. And at that point in time, all the prayer that had been stored will be poured out all at once. Boom, suddenly. And suddenly, one fine evening, an angel flies from heaven. His name is Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God to a young, nice virgin girl whose name is Mary in an obscure town. Ah, God is great. When he has a purpose, nothing can stop it. Called Nazareth. So obscure, people said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Like they are saying now, can any good thing come out of Nigeria? Oh, they're in for a shock. I did not write the Bible. But the prophets, before I was born, before you were born, he put inside the Bible, the nation from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia that the rivers divide. And it now, the scripture now describes the characteristics of the people of that nation by prayer. The suppliants. Turn to your neighbor and say, hi, suppliant. High intercessor from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Glory be to God. Give him another clap offering. Just like Anna. So a lot of the prayer, people say, oh, Anna, all this prayer. I can't see anything you are doing. It's being stored in the heavenlies. Then when the day came, there was a suddenly. Gabriel comes in and says, Hail Mary, full of grace. We have a lot of Marys here. You don't know, my wife's Catholic baptismal name is Marianne. Then behind her, yeah, me see her own name too. They're all Catholics. God have mercy on them. You know, but seriously, you know, and said, you're going to have a son. And it's going to be called the Son of God. Within a short time, she conceives. God works on Joseph. Joseph brings him into the camp. He cooperates. She goes to see Elizabeth. Elizabeth too has conceived John the Baptist. And the plan begins to unfold. All those years, when Jesus was a baby, when he was in Nazareth, it was the intercession that was stored. That was being poured out day by day, little by little, for the purpose to be fulfilled. God is not going to do anything carelessly. So turn to your neighbor and say, all the prayers we've been praying all these days, they are not wasted. They are being stored. But it must reach a particular threshold level. And when he begins to pour it out, men will say, we have never seen it in this fashion. So be encouraged. And don't stop praying. Are you listening to me? Now, everybody, turn with me to Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. We're going to look at two scriptures in Revelation, or three. I want to show you something here. And I'm not going to read it as it was given to me. You know, we read things in the Bible and we just gloss over them. You know, it takes revelation and the Holy Spirit to enlighten your understanding so you can have an insight into what God is saying. Now, this thing that we're going to read is actually literally happening in heaven up till now as I'm talking. John was given a preview. He was given an insight into it. But it wasn't something that just happened on that day. It's something that's it's a constant thing. Now, and when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 20 elders fell before the Lamb. This is after the resurrection. Having every one of them, say every one of them, harps. Turn to anybody, say that means worship. Musical instrument, harps, guitar. And golden vials. I want to read this out of the New King James, you know. And golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers. I'm going to say something now. It's not the correct thing, but I'm going to get your attention. Which were the prayers of all saints? That's not there. Prayers of the saints. Why? Pastor G, listen to this. Amen. You have three kinds of saints in this prayer context. Are you following? And I'm going to explain it as I go on now. You have generating saints. You have contributing saints. And then you have saints that don't contribute anything at all. You have consuming. Thank you, honey. Lola, the economist. They don't produce anything. But one consume budget. What can consume? Lola, thank you. Perfect. Consuming saints. These saints who are elders that are sitting on the throne with God are generating saints. God takes the prayers of the contributing saints and puts it inside, the power of their prayers, he puts it inside a golden bowl that is connected to a generating saint. Then the prayers of the contributing saints and the prayer of the generating saints are now combined together by the Holy Ghost exponentially to amplify them. Say, Pastor, where did you get all that from? Follow me in your Bible, if you can, to 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And look at verse 4. See, notice the people there are elders. I would say elders. These are mature saints. The Bible speaks of them in the book of Hebrews, talking about the church and calling the church Mount Zion, the spirits of just men made what? Perfect. You know, people often think, oh, well, these are people who have died and gone to heaven. Well, there's that. But there are saints on the earth that are here on earth right now that are seated in heavenly places. Doesn't the Bible say so? Doesn't the Bible say so? He wasn't talking about just people who have died and gone to heaven. He's also talking about saints who are here. And we have an example in Paul. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't hear you. When you are gathered together, that's all those contributing saints. You gather all their prayers in the golden bowl that is attached to Paul's spirit. Along with my spirit, with the what? Power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was a generating saint. The other guys were contributing. You have to reach a certain level of maturity. Honey, watch this. And spiritual capacity to become a generating saint. Not everybody is a generating saint. But don't worry about that. So long as you're a contributing saint, you're on the way. When you reach a particular level, you will now become a generating saint. Not everybody is a generating saint at first. You have to grow into it. The Bible says, that has enlarged my heart. The capacity of your spirit will increase as you pray. Now, watch this. Now, before I jump there, let me talk about the amplification of the prayers. These are great, deep spiritual truths. Look at Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 8. Yes. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I went to the wrong place. Leviticus is such a good book. When you understand types and shadows. When you don't understand, you just think the guy is just talking about about killing animals. He's talking about prayer in a coded form. Now, watch this. It says, and five of you shall chase 100. Honey, we want to do a little bit of mathematics here. It's very simple. That's why God put it in the Bible. You know, God puts simple things inside the Bible so that the average person can understand. If five chase 100, how many does one chase? 20. So these are capacities of tens. Hello? Brother Ibrahim, are you with me? Pastor Wally, are you with me? All right. And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. So how many will one put to flight? 100. Thank you. So you see in these two categories, two sets of contributing saints. There are those whose capacity is over tens, and you have those whose capacities are over hundreds. We're going somewhere. You know what I'm doing? When I was preparing this, the Holy Spirit said I should say this, and I'm about to say now. He said, when you say, because when I begin to talk to you, like, it's all mathematics. It's not mathematics. It is mathematics, but it's spiritual truth. And you know what the Lord said to me? He said, go and tell my people that when they read their Bibles, they should not leave their brain at home. That's what people do. And I said, God, give me scripture. He said, Proverbs chapter 2, verse chapter 3. He said, apply thy heart to wisdom. Don't just read it. Why is he giving us specific figures? It's so we can have faith. And we can understand what is happening. And then, watch this. I've said this many times over the years. Intelligently cooperate with the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, it's superfluous. All he could have, if my wife is a PhD in English, you know, all he could have just said is that, you know, five of you will chase many of them away. Or just a few of you will overcome a whole army. He didn't have to give us specific figures. He gave it to us for a reason. Through the comfort and the patience of the scriptures, that you might have hope. By the time I finish, by the grace and the mercy of God, you will be highly motivated to pray. And you will stop this playing church. Because we have another year now.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.